Good morning and welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us. It is Wednesday, the 6th of April, and we're very pleased that you could join us. And if you haven't yet, well, there's still time. We welcome your letters, roundtable at WAMC.org. Let me introduce the panel to you. We begin with Dr. Alan Chartok, who has been removed from his undisclosed location and is with us this morning.
Yes, yes, we're on our way for a little trip. However, we had to settle in because in our house is this guy. He's almost your size, Joe, yeah. And he's got a Doberman and also a Rottweiler.
Would just walk in? What's up with that?
Was he invited?
No, we're paying him.
So he watched the house. He's a house watcher. Yeah. I see. Okay.
I see.
I thought he just like came in.
Are you feeling better? You sound a little better.
I'm better. I have a little bit of laryngitis left in my voice.
This is a preview of how the three of us will sound in 3 days. So.
Oh, you think it's contagious?
No,
not contagious.
No. That was a shock.
I want to change my seat. Right next to him.
You're over there.
You're fine.
Yeah, you'll be good.
Yeah, it's all good. Rosemary Mayo is here. She is a University of Albany journalism professor. She is also an investigative journalist, and it's a pleasure, as always. Ray Graff joins us this morning, WAMC's very own.
How you doing? Good. Nice to be here.
You continually offering Alan a lozenge on yesterday's.
Yeah, you like that?
Was very amusing. Yeah, that was a good. That was a good show.
You're like the voice of Alan. Now.
He didn't take the bourbon though. I said bourbon would do wonders for
and
your voice.
And then some guys wrote in and said it wasn't bourbon.
Single malt scotch. And I would take exception to that.
You know, when I was a little kid, he would give me a little belt of scotch when I had a bad cough.
Yeah, and did it work?
That's child abuse today. He'd be arrested for that.
Well, he's dead. Too late.
Yeah. Statute of limitations ends when you're dead.
Yeah, my father always believed if you were coming down with a flu or something that it was a shot. And it worked.
My family, it was tea with a little milk in it.
We had hot toddies after being outside building snow forts. It would just be very weak whiskey and water and sugar.
Can you say
I turned out fine.
Let us talk about what's happening in the news. I don't know if you heard it or not. This is kind of flown below the radar, but there was a primary in Wisconsin yesterday.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
And this is what happened. Bernie Sanders won, and Ted Cruz won. And the significance on the Republican side is that the 48-35% win of Ted Cruz over Donald Trump has not sealed the deal, but certainly made it less likely that the convention that Donald Trump would receive the necessary
1237.
Delegates 1237 going into the convention. It is not impossible. It just seems highly unlikely. I believe the number I heard last night was somewhere around 80% he would have to receive of the delegates between now and the end of June. So, and he has been doing around 45%. So if that happens, it happens, but it does seem unlikely at this point. Meanwhile, on the other side, the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders won 56% to 43% over Hillary Clinton and won his eighth state, I believe, in a row. And the math there is also highly unlikely that he will, especially with the superdelegates committing to who they are committed to now. But again, that also could change, which brings us to the New York primary. So let us parse this and begin and talk about what happened in Wisconsin and talk a little bit about the Republican race and what this means for Ted Cruz and what this means for Donald Trump. Is Donald Trump in trouble?
Yes.
Yes. He's in some trouble because they want to stop him at all costs. And if they can do that, if he doesn't come in with what he needs. However, if they don't give it to him with the most votes, they'll be hell to pay.
I think this is the collapse that everyone predicted for Donald Trump.
Weeks ago.
All along, it just came a lot later, and not at the hands of someone like Rubio or Bush. It came at his own stumbling.
Hands. However,
his free for all on just like that rambling stuff about abortion and nuclear power, and it's crazy. And I think that hurt him.
If you and you might be right. But we won't know until New York. But if he slips and he loses or wins very closely in New York, then you're on.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now.
And the other thing is that Ted Cruz is getting more support, establishment support, as he becomes stronger as a candidate and as this drop in Trump momentum seems to be happening.
I think that could also intensify because people are seeing an inevitability to it. But also Kasich did nothing.
Nothing.
He just did nothing.
Flatlined.
And how do you explain that? He should have had some sort of presence in Wisconsin.
Well, 15%, right?
Yes.
Was it even that high when
it was 14. It was 14%. But still, to Rosemary's point, he had come off the win, and they thought that he would
single lone win in his own state.
Right.
And Wisconsin is also a Midwestern state. There's some similarities. So the calls now both by Trump and by Cruz for him to drop out, that seems to me to be taking on an intensity it didn't have before because he's done nothing.
Well, of course, Kasich's whole theory was that if I stay in and Trump doesn't get it, I'll be the moderate, they'll nominate me, and I'll win. That's what his theory was, right?
Right.
However, a guy stopped me on the street this morning and said, well, is it possible that Kasich will get it, that he will be the nominee? And I said, no.
Very interesting.
It is not possible.
Priest Rebus, or whatever the heck his name is.
Rebus Priest.
The head of the Republicans was on TV last night.
What kind of name is that? We had some listeners saying, oh, you should know it by now. He's been in forever. And I've seen it. I know who it is, but I don't even try to
say
his name.
Well, he was on TV last night.
It's a great model, VW, though.
And Hannity pressed him on this last night and said, so are you saying that one of the two leading candidates will be the nominee? And he said, I believe that one of those running will be the nominee. And he said it three times and would not say. Finally, he was pressed and said, it'll be one of the three. Now, how do you get to Kasich being the nominee?
Easy.
Open convention. But that's...
They hate Trump. They hate Cruz.
It's civil war.
They don't want... That's right. It's civil war.
And it may come to civil war in the Democratic Party as well.
I don't think so.
But Bernie has enough delegates now where it'll be a sizable walkout if they walk out.
No, they won't walk out. They won't walk out, and Bernie will support Hillary.
I spent last night watching CNN on one screen and the results in Fox and House of Cards on the other, and I'm having a real hard time today separating fact from fiction.
Yes, it is. It's very hard. I did that last week. It's difficult.
Well, we're very lucky because our neighbor is Jane Atkinson.
And
she's on House of Cards.
Yeah. And
she explains it all to us.
I apologize for this language, but she is kick-ass in this episode, in this season. That. I'm sorry,
What does she play?
Joe will tell you.
She plays the Secretary of State.
Oh, Kathy.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So what season are you in?
Current season. But I have several episodes, so I...
Okay. All right. Well, becomes a very prominent part of this.
She is your neighbor? She is.
Oh, I want to meet her.
She's been here many times.
Yeah.
Well, you play your cards. You play your cards right. You can.
Hey, that's funny.
Very nice.
But it is uncanny how the writers have hit so many of the themes. The first lady,
including the convention,
ambitious and cold. The contentious convention. I'm being careful because I don't want to give away any
spoilers
for people who are.
Do you guys remember the English version of that show?
Yes,
that was great. I have not seen the American
version. I've seen part of it.
Yeah, it was good. Back in the day, hundreds
Kevin
of years ago.
Kevin Spacey's just a genius.
Just want you all to know that she and her wonderful actor husband, Michael, walk their dogs by our house.
Wow.
Stop for Chad.
Do you call her secretary?
I do.
Adam Secretary?
Yeah. And you know her husband, and we're totally going off here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know her husband plays the former president in that show.
Oh. Of course, Walker.
Yeah.
He's
a
great guy, by the way.
Very nice. So,
what kind of dog do they have, as long as we're on the topic?
A little one.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about all the hot
spots
in
Doberman doesn't.
Doberman eats Atkinson's dog.
Story
coming up on the roundtable.
GMZ.
Let's talk about all the hot spots in the Albany area attracting presidential.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, so Hillary was in Hillary Clinton was
co-hos.
In Cohoes, and Ted Cruz is coming to Scotia tomorrow. So that's...
Bernie will be in Skodak Landing. So it's
Take
so what, that's not what's true. Wrong with Albany?
Irrelevant New York cities for $500, Alex.
I want them at the Capitol. Why aren't they at the Egg?
Well, Bernie was at the Capitol, was he not?
Bernie?
No, his supporters turned out, 150 supporters.
Well,
or
Hillary,
more if you're a burner buster.
Hillary Clinton was invited, and then because of weather, that event was waylaid. And then as far as Ted Cruz, probably not invited to the Capitol. Right?
No,
so we can assume that.
He's going to be over at Jumpin' Jacks? Where will we be in Scotia?
He's at a Christian school, I believe.
Ah, okay. Yes.
I've driven through Scotia in my lifetime.
Scotia's
living
great.
In this area.
I love Scotia. Yeah. I'm married in Scotia.
Yeah, and if you're
over at the Turf Tavern. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and if you're a new resident over there, you're a Nova Scotia.
Yeah, that's funny. Boy, you're hilarious today.
God.
What time does your plane leave?
Okay, let's get back. We have important news today.
All right. So the question then, we talked about Wisconsin, and then the second part of this was New York. So we believe it or not, we're sort of on topic because now the action is moving to New York. The primary is in 2 weeks. And so what will happen here? This has now become a very contested state. We have never seen, not never, but we have not seen a contested primary in New York to have this significance in a very, very long time.
It's
believe I would go back to 1988. At least on the Democratic side.
Yeah, it's almost like an afterthought at this point.
Yes.
Wow.
This is very big time. This is the biggest one of them all so far.
I know.
And there could be an upset here. Because Hillary was way ahead. Now she's not so far ahead.
And
the math does not support you. I cannot sit here and say, it's just fine what's happening. I hate what's happening as a Hillary supporter. But the math still does not support you, Alan.
Here's the problem. The problem is that most Democrats, being who they are, think that Bernie's right. They think he is right. They're not sure he can win the election. That's their problem. That's why they vacillate between the two. And I hear that from everybody.
You know, I think you make a point, and it's much has been said over the years of the more conservative upstate Democrats.
Yeah.
But if you look at the last round with Cuomo against Teachout, that would belie that.
Absolutely.
That would belie that.
You mean it would reinforce it. Reinforce it, yes.
Well, no, belie the myth, perhaps, of more conservative upstate Democrats.
Well, and they don't really count for that much. I hate to say that. What really counts is New York City, Long Island, Westchester. That's where the Democrats
Rosemary are. Shaking her head.
I think these are two really different contests. I think a lot of people voted for Zephyr Teachout.
Who is your friend, I admit.
Knowing that she wasn't going to win, but making a statement to Cuomo, which is different than what we have right now.
Okay, what happens?
And also, in the Capital District area where she did very, very well, there's huge anger against Cuomo, rightly so, from state workers. So she benefited from that. Now, Hillary doesn't have that, neither does Bernie.
The dynamic is totally different in the two races, though,
if you look at the popularity.
She's a two-time senator from here. She's a resident of the state, current resident of the state.
Current.
Current. Okay, so the carpetbagger, all right, that's a
comparison. You said it. Not, let it be known that Rosemary said that.
By the way, in the latest Quinnipiac poll, which ended on April 1st.
April Fool's Day.
12 points ahead, Hillary Clinton. And
down from like 25.
And in the CBS News poll, up 10 over Bernie Sanders. Mm. So the two, of course, the two dynamics that are interesting, which we've sort of skirted around, but one is you have a former senator of New York, and you have it's her home state.
But who lost to Barack Obama all those years ago under similar circumstances.
And also, you have Bernie Sanders, who is in the neighboring state, and for those of us in the northern counties,
they know him.
Often know now not Hillary, because Hillary was a great presence while she was senator in the North Country, but for those in the North Country who often consider themselves New Englanders. Are very attached to Bernie, and it'll be interesting to see what that dynamic is.
I think Barack Obama is also an extremely different case and candidate than Bernie. He's an extraordinary figure, and I would not put Bernie, much as I like him, into that category.
But Hillary is still Hillary.
There's strengths and weaknesses to that. So I'm gonna. If you could take the edge out of your voice,
there's no edge.
No, it's just laryngitis.
Laryngitis. Yeah,
laryngitis.
Right.
Lozenge
right.
will take you'll care of that.
You'll have that next week. Yeah.
So then the other. But to Alan's point. And not to disparage my home counties, but there are also not a lot of people there.
No, but you make up for a lot of them.
Well, thank you.
That's nice. You have to end the half hour on a shot. Well
thank
done.
You.
Now, there's also not a lot of people.
I still only get one vote.
Maybe they could do it by poundage.
It's not poundage.
Take a few votes. You take a few votes. It'll be good.
He's going with height.
Height. It has nothing to do with poundage. I don't make fun of people's weight.
You're the one who gets.
All right, little fella. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break indeed. We'll be back. Roundtable at WAMC. We're going to miss you, Alan. Roundtable at WAMC.org to be with, to send your letters in and weigh in on our discussions, what you think of House of Cards and all of that. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be back after this short break.
Talking to young children is good for their brains.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Very nice to have you with us once again. Roundtable at WAMC is the address.
.org, right?
Roundtable at WAMC.org.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
sure,
Raymond. Right. And and that is where you write, and they seem to know where to find us.
Yeah, they sure do.
It's also where you're wrong.
Yeah, you make a point.
Very good point. All right. So the one thing we wanted to talk about before we go to the letters is Bernie Sanders gave an interview to the New York Daily News.
Right.
And he has come under some fire yesterday as a result of that for making some slip-ups, not knowing some of the facts, and not being able to answer questions about okay, well, how do you break up the banks? Okay, how do you pay for this? Okay, how do you and was struggling, and so there has it didn't go well. He has come out and said, look, this is what the plan is. He has tried to make good on all of that, which I must say I think he has been pretty good at of conveying that information. So are we making too much of that, or is that something that is should be read into?
You want to go
as
first?
As Horshack would say,
nice Ron Polillo reference.
70s reference there. Right. At least it wasn't My Mother the Car. Yeah. So,
at the same time I was writing the Wisconsin legislature.
Yes.
All right, so okay. Anyway, you go first.
Okay.
Speaker Froelich. I love him. Yeah. I need to find out more about him.
You got
to
get his picture.
In fact, Ron Polillo may have played Speaker
in the Ring trilogy movie.
Okay.
All right, so go ahead.
So the Daily News is out to get Bernie. There's no question. They are in a death spiral with the New York Post. They have come out with bigger pictures of leggy models. Every day they take positions on the front page. They hate Trump. They hate Trump, and they do all of that. And now they've decided it should be Hillary and not him. So it isn't as if they're a neutral information transmitter.
Bernie Sanders even admits, I mean, it was a transcript that was released.
Even
Bernie Sanders has admitted that it was not a good interview.
But yeah. All right, can I just, not to defend any particular client, but is it not enough? Do you, as a candidate, have to have all the specifics in place? In other words, if you say, I want to break up the banks, and they say, well, how do you do that exactly? And he says, well, honestly, he says, I'm not exactly sure yet.
I think that was Sarah Palin's excuse. Oh, do I have to tell you
please.
Every newspaper I read? Yes, you have to be really prepared when you're a presidential candidate.
But going
you're not comparing the two, are you?
But it was a Palin mistake. Bernie has been talking about breaking up the bank since the start of this.
Okay. Yes.
Really, he never thought about how I would do it.
And for 100 interviews on WAMC, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's like a what newspaper do you read? It's a pretty easy question.
But going back 8 years, we had a president who was quite successful in a fairly nebulous, I'm going to deliver hope, I'm going to deliver change, and by the way, we're the ones we're waiting for.
I never support that. I'm in favor of, like, concrete
stuff. It worked, though.
Well, Let's put it this way. Obama has been a fabulously successful president, as you seem to indicate. Rosemary's making a face.
Well, he's a fabulously successful campaigner. I certainly won't dispute you on that. However, I don't believe Obama ever went into a newspaper editorial department not prepared to answer the question. At one point, Bernie goes, I don't know the laws about that. That will have to change if I win. I'm not at all surprised that Hillary did
this
whole interview.
Isn't that refreshing, though, to say that?
I think that's fair. You know, you're such a Hillary partisan, Rosemary, that, you see a dark cloud come over your face as soon as the word Bernie is mentioned. And I know there are loads of people who agree. She's now turned her back to me.
I've said a million times, if he gets the nomination, which I think is a long shot, I will vote for him.
Yeah,
So I'm not dead set against him. I'm not like the people who say, I would vote for Trump before I vote for Hillary, which seems to me to be a real betrayal of Bernie Sanders.
Well, the way I see it coming out now, let's assume, Cruz, I don't think Cruz has any chance of making it. In other words,
the denomination?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I would bet you a bottle of bourbon on that.
Okay, Pappy Van Winkle?
No, you can't even get it. I tried.
Really?
I managed to get the.
I once bought you a bottle of that. Remember that?
The 23-year-old.
Yeah.
We've gone off the rails.
It was $200.
$250.
$250.
What was the? I'm sorry.
Only
what
the 1% can afford that.
We're betting on whether Cruz can get the nomination.
Okay, and I say he will.
And I'm saying he won't, and he won't because his colleagues in the Senate hate him. So that the moment that it opens up, we had one letter today that said it's definitely going to be Speaker Ryan. It could be. They're going to find somebody who they think can win and could get some of the middle.
Which I think is funny because Speaker Ryan has said over and over and over again that he's not going to take it. He won't do it. But that's what he said the last time.
Yeah. Speaker
of the House.
Let me point out, you always say no, no, no until somebody actually offers
until
it
you
to
say you. Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the head of the Republican Party said quite specifically that will not happen. It will be one of the three that are running now.
Well, I don't believe it, and I don't believe him, no matter how you pronounce his name.
By the way, how do you pronounce his name, Joe?
We heard from Maggie Buchwald. What did she say about that? Maggie Buchwald, who is one of my favorite people in the whole world, wrote in on the correct pronunciation. And here it is. Okay, she said, public figure. Okay, it's not appropriate for journalists to refuse to learn how to pronounce. That was a shot at all of us.
I didn't refuse to learn. I said I haven't been able to.
That was a...
That's different.
That's a shot at
all
of us.
That's a refreshing admission of my lack.
Just like Bernie.
Bernie.
I think one of the many... I think one of the troubles is that it's difficult to... I keep hearing his name pronounced different ways.
Right.
That's right. And that's what Maggie is saying. But she says she has the right answer.
Okay, let's go, Maggie.
She says... Public figures' names. Just learn it. I'm no support of his, but whatever his name is, Rance Priebus is Rance, as in Heinz. Heinz. And Rhines and Priebus as in pre-bus.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, that was great.
I think we got the Priebus
Thanks,
part.
Norm Crosby, for that. Appreciate it.
Okay.
I do love Maggie, though.
Does this hurt him? I mean, I don't know.
Hurt
I have to
who?
We're back to Bernie and the Daily News.
Yes, I have to say, I'm with you, Ray. I read the transcript. I thought he was on message, going to Alan's point about, you know, whether they're out to get him. I don't know. However,
I do know.
Newspapers do that.
I mean, it seems like they were doing their journalistic job.
No,
they were asking for details. He said, I don't have them in front of me. This is the concept of what I would like to do. And they say, well, you know, how exactly, you know, what federal statute would you use? And he said, I can get that information to you. I don't know. I don't have that law in front of me.
I don't think it's going to kill him. I truly don't.
No.
I think it was a kind of bumbling move for a guy who has not done a lot of bumbling in this campaigning.
I don't think it's bumbling.
Here's something else that I think is a mistake. The Panama Papers.
Yeah.
Which everyone is talking about. We may get to it here. Certainly, we should on the Media Project.
Well, it was a big upset in the public discourse because one of the major public figures in the world, the president of Iceland.
He's only the start of it, Alan. He's only the start of it.
How do you say his name?
Yeah, I can't say his name. Wow. So what the heck point was I trying to make here?
I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, I think that the Panama Papers, which is huge disclosures of massive worldwide corruption by corporations plays totally into Bernie's message, which he is usually on
point.
That we need to wrest control back from these companies who have all these rules to hide from us and to get away with stuff. And instead, when he talked last night, and he's coming off of a very solid victory, he's got a lot of momentum going. The newspapers keep telling
us. Very important
to
New York, by the way.
What he does is say, oh, yeah, see, I told you that deal with Panama was really bad, and these papers even prove that Hillary was wrong to support it. That's not the point of those papers.
That's a good point, though, right?
No, it isn't. The Panama deals are the reason you're not seeing a lot of Americans in the papers, at least so far. But overall, even Iceland, which you made fun of, and ramifications happening in Russia and in China and in Argentina and in Azerbaijan, they play into Bernie's main message. I hope to hear that from him in the coming days.
The fascinating thing I found, and we have to take a break, the fascinating thing I found about the upset in Iceland is you had the papers released on Monday, you had the protests Monday afternoon, and by Tuesday he's gone.
Iceland is extremely small. We have cities bigger than Iceland.
No, I know, but that's quick. I mean, even for a city, that's quick.
Well, more than half of the population comes out and is throwing yogurt and eggs at the parliament. It's really hard to overcome that.
Well, he was cold. The president was cold potatoes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Up there in the cold Iceland. Don't you get it?
Yeah, but there's potatoes.
It was frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
It was frozen yogurt. We're going to take a break.
Please. Please.
And we'll...
I apologize
we'll
for
be
my
back.
Colleagues,
we'll,
everyone.
We'll microwave the potatoes, and we'll be back in a minute right after this short break.
Support for WMC comes from Waka Waka, offering solar-powered flashlights and phone chargers that provide light and power to people who don't have access to electricity. No batteries or outlets needed. Share the sun. Waka-Waka.com. Stone Soup Concrete, specializing in handcrafted and environmentally sound concrete countertops, sinks, furniture, and floors, serving the Northeast since 2001. StoneSoupConcrete.com and on Facebook. And Poughkeepsie Farm Project, hosting their annual plant event May 7th and 14th, over 200 varieties of vegetables, flowers, and herbs raised in their greenhouse. Family activities, farmproject.org.
What'd you say?
Maybe it means in trouble. We are in trouble, actually.
Jerry wrote to us and said that he wants less levity.
Okay.
We have too much levity.
Get serious.
There's
all these
other people.
Guys.
Yeah, I don't like when
that's
we're...
not a Bernie supporter.
So let's go to some other subjects. What?
Well, less levity.
Oh, all right.
Yes, please. Yeah. Let's go to some.
Oh, God, no. Oh, God.
Okay, Ray.
Oh, I can't do this.
That's not levity. It doesn't have to be
well, you
depressing.
Want less, right?
It doesn't have to be depressing.
I can't bear it anymore.
Okay, let me try it. Levity. I'll just hold my hands out like this and push up and hope the table will rise. Levity.
Once again, everyone, I apologize for the behavior of
You're
my
the
colleagues.
Bastion of good taste and respectability.
I am.
Yes, okay, fine.
Okay, so let's talk about President Obama talking about foreign leaders yesterday. I thought this was interesting. Foreign leaders are worried about what Trump and Cruz are saying. President Obama said Tuesday that he routinely has to respond to foreign leaders who are concerned about the statements businessmen Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas have made in their quest to secure the Republican presidential nomination, adding that it has damaged America's standing overseas. The president said, I think I've been very clear earlier that I'm getting questions constantly from foreign leaders about some of the wackier suggestions that are being made. I do have to emphasize that it's not just Mr. Trump's proposals. You're also hearing concerns about Mr. Cruz's proposals, which in some ways are just as draconian when it comes to immigration, for example. Is this just political rhetoric or is this
politics.
True?
No, I think it's true. I think we've always been criticized from across the pond, don't you? But I don't think it means that much, because when anybody has a chance to pick a country to go to, it's this country.
Oh, yeah, we're better than everybody else.
Our standing abroad is so high, too, by the way.
I did not say that.
I think craziness in people's elections and other people's elections is always subject for talk, just like we talked about Uganda. What the heck are they doing passing a law that would kill people who are gay? You know, when that becomes a campaign matter, it gets talked about. We don't pay any attention to it, but...
Do you think it's fair for the president, then, to say that these are... that he's answering questions and fielding questions from leaders about some of the wackier proposals.
Yeah, yes,
I think
it
the
is.
U.S. president is a master campaigner, and that was a good move akin to Hillary sending out the Daily News interview. It's a tactic.
Meanwhile, on the other side of Washington, in other words, across the street, Judge Merrick Garland sat down Tuesday with Senator John Boozman of Arkansas for his first meeting with one of the many Republicans who oppose him, and was met with a stark reminder of the bleak path he faces as President Obama's nominee to the Supreme Court. Afterward, Mr. Boozman made it clear that the 20-minute meeting, for which he had received criticism from conservative groups, had not changed his mind.
Mm.
It's very depressing to see that. He is a man with gravitas and wisdom, and he's just being treated so badly. It's really awful.
Mm, I see your point.
So why do the meeting at all?
Well, he explained it. The senator explained it and said, you know, just because we're going to say no to him doesn't mean we have to be discourteous about it. So he met, wouldn't take pictures with him, just said basically what he already knew.
Yeah, wouldn't take pictures with him.
It's less discourteous than just saying, no, don't even come to my door.
Wait, I was reading the mail and I have no idea what we're talking about. What was it?
Oh Merrick God. Garland met with some opposition lawmakers yesterday.
If even Allen is not paying attention, how are we faring in the ratings out
wait,
there?
Wait.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, wait.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Here's a letter. Okay, can I read one, Joe, real fast?
But no, read if
from Scott. Okay.
Because he doesn't know what we're talking about.
That's what you're focused on, so please read letters.
Karl Marx condescendingly called them the lumpen proletariat. Now, you guys know I've spoken of the lumpen proletariat many times, and did not give them much credit for individual self-awareness. Their potential power was to be unleashed when they became aware as a group of their hopeless situation. Our modern U.S. equivalent, the hopeless, immobile, disenfranchised, uneducated, the angry white men, they are being awakened today by Donald Trump. They are his Trumpin' proletariat.
Huh. Karl Marx, huh? He must be a Bernieite.
Ooh, shot. Major shot. We always knew that they'd call him a communist by the time this was over. But of course.
By the time it's over, they've already done it. No, Trump does it consistently.
You watch what happens if he gets the nomination.
Oh, I know. That's why many Democrats are and ought to be worried about whether he's.
Somebody
can pull
made the point,
off.
Though, that the young people just don't care. They
don't
care about
that. Young people also do not vote.
Well,
I don't know. He's mobilizing
well,
young people. For an old fella, he is mobilizing
well,
young people.
Those young people can, when properly motivated, vote. And even 5 or 10% can make a huge difference. That's all I have to say on that subject.
Okay. Are you going to read more letters?
Oh, sure.
Excellent.
Joe, our friend Joe, won't the superdelegates be influenced by the continuing trend towards Bernie in the polls of the nation's Democrats? Okay, that's what he said. And then Sarah said, come on, computer. Sarah said, if I love you, Alan, but I'm furious with you.
All right.
If Hillary sat for an editorial board and came as unprepared to answer specifics as much as Bernie was, you'd skewer her. Your disdainful tone when Rosemary expresses her opinion are insulting. Your Bernie worship is never censored. Yet Rosemary is given a ration word count to support Hillary, and you cut her off every single day. And that's from Sarah. Okay. What's that?
Well, Sarah, thank you for the defense, but I don't need it. I don't feel insulted by him. In fact, I think that's an important part of this discussion, that we have expressed our biases and that there's balance here. Well, unless you count balance between Republicans and Democrats, we certainly do not seem to have that.
Dear panel, says Jim, Rosemary and others have mentioned Sanders supporters who say they'd vote for Trump before Clinton. In response, I have to say two things. One, I have yet to hear anyone actually express this idea. I wonder if it's really true.
Okay,
and by the way,
send me that letter. I will send you some of the letters I've been getting.
Oh, no, there's no question we get them. We get such letters.
Lots of them.
It's really, it's crazy.
And okay, here's somebody else. Susan Sarandon made international headlines with that.
Yeah.
That she would vote for Trump?
She's a Sanders supporter, and she made it's on YouTube. She made a whole kind of communistic thing about how if it isn't Sanders, then she'd vote for Trump because he'll bring the whole system down and then we'll really have change. Weirdness.
That's what the real lefties say every once
Weirdness,
in a
bad stuff. Don't like it.
And they don't care. Because they have their Prius already. They don't care. Or their, you know,
Prius?
They have a good car, their Cadillac or whatever else. They don't have to worry, you know, but the people who do have to worry, well. Anyway, Jim says, maybe Bernie supporters got it a long time ago. Rigged, sexist, and corrupt. Think about it. Okay. And then.
What's rigged, sexist,
and corrupt? I don't know.
Rigged. The election's rigged.
It's rigged.
That's what some people think. Tom says, bourbon on National Tartan Day.
And, oh, yeah, National Tartan Day.
And Kathleen says, hello, panel.
Hello.
Love listening to you. What are your opinions or predictions of what will happen in November if Trump is not the Republican candidate for president? I've already told you who I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Ryan. That's what I think. Hmm. Anybody else want to check in?
No, I still think Trump's got it. I want to see that.
Okay. Renee says, good for you, Rosemary. You're right to be open about your support of Hillary. If it persuades others to also support her, so much the better. However,
that's not my goal, to get others. I just think that how can I sit here and tell you what I think if you don't know my bias?
Right. That's how I feel. And by the way, Renee makes one more sentence, which I think I should read. However, no one could accuse you of pushing her, Hillary. Jacuzzi. Well, she says no one could accuse you of pushing Hillary. I say jacuzzi. I'm accusing you.
Okay.
No, I'm not pushing her because, you know, I think people, I don't believe in undecided voters. I think that's a myth that they say they're undecided so they can get to be on television on panels of undecided voters. But I think people already know, and there's no moving, especially on Hillary. You love her or you hate her. I don't understand why there's no middle ground, but that's the way it is. I have no hopes.
I don't love her,
anyone.
And I don't hate her. Anyway, and Joel from Blooming Grove says, here's to Chris Matthews, Trump killer.
Yeah, wonderful. This is a Media Project story again, but wonderful discussions about how both Anderson Cooper, who I didn't think did as well, but others do, Anderson and Chris Matthews violated rules about interviewing and yet got Trump to say things outside of his talking points that he did not intend to say. Like Matthews kept interrupting. Matthews talked about his own views on abortion. Anderson Cooper was openly derisive and said, that's the response of a five-year-old. Yeah. And both of them got Trump to speak in ways we haven't had before.
So Kathy said, comparing Bernie to Palin. Come on, relax. Your candidate is going to be forced on us no matter what it takes.
Very, very cute. I wasn't comparing the candidates. I was comparing the error they made. It was a Palin-like error Bernie made.
Okay, and Stephen says, Bernie, I would rather have a politician who can admit they don't know something and need to research it rather than a politician who feels they know everything and stands by false information, a.k.a. Donald Trump.
Good point.
David says, if you don't think Sanders coming from 50 points behind only a few weeks ago to 10 points behind Clinton is an incredible momentum, then what is? Okay.
You would have to be a great believer in the polls, though, too. I don't ever think that they were that far apart.
Jerry says, has already been quoted by Joe saying, love the program, but less levity, please.
Yes.
Okay. God, and Rosemary says, you can't possibly. No, it's somebody else who didn't sign. It's too, Rosemary. You can't possibly believe naming a newspaper and outlining the revision plans for the U.S. banking system are equal in difficulty. You are losing credibility on a daily basis. Not with me. Rance Priebus was a randomly generated name from Star Wars evil senator named John.
Oh, no, that's
perhaps
funny.
My favorite letter
that's
of the
very
morning.
Good.
Yes.
That's very good indeed.
And James says, don't forget, Hillary works for the banks. And Billy agrees with the former letter. Please, too much giggling, cross-talking. It's difficult to listen and hear. I love and respect your comments and analysis, but I'd like to be able to hear.
Okay.
Thanks. Get a little calm and centered, please. Okay,
it's Ray's fault. He started it.
Yeah, you know what? Get me out of here. I didn't want to be here anyway.
My fault.
All right.
And I'm proud of it.
We are out of time.
Oh, no.
But
I got to go feed the dogs.
Okay. safe travels. Thank you very much.
That's
be
a
well.
Lot of food.
Yes.
When you got a big, you know, those stupid
big,
dogs are.
Big, yeah. Be well. Rosemary, we'll see you tomorrow. Raymond, thank you very much, as always. Right. And more roundtable after this.